From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayishlach, the roots of modesty. Rabbi Binyamin Tabori has interesting articles about different halachic and philosophic matters in the Parsha, and he says, asked an interesting question. What are the roots of modesty? Is the idea that we want to be modest, or is the idea that we should not be haughty? The roots of modesty are found also in our Parsha. Atonti Mikol Chazni Mikol Amet, Yaakov says to God, he says, look, I don't deserve all the goodness that you've given me, because, as Rashi says, every time you do something good for me, I have to take it out of my bank account of good things that I've done. And then maybe I did something wrong, and then I have nothing left to bank on. So he's wondering if really he's not worthy of all the goodnesses that he's given him, and he's not worthy of fighting off Esav. So a tremendous modesty. One of the questions about modesty is there ever a place for haughtiness? The Gemara in Sota debates this point. He says, yeah, it's good to have one-eighth of haughtiness, of gava, of being full of yourself. If you're a Talmid Chacham, in other words, a scholar, a leader, they need to have some haughtiness because they need to lead. As Rabbi Herschel Schefter pointed out, of course, being a leader is a compromise to your modesty, but somebody's got to do it. He says, you know, the top of a grain has all these different things on it, and it's like a crown for the grain. It's nice. It's a crown for a scholar. He should be a little bit full of himself, a little bit haughty, one-eighth of an eighth, a tiny bit. He says, I'll put someone in excommunication. If they have haughtiness, and I'll put them in excommunication. If they don't have haughtiness, you have to have just a little bit of it. What does it mean to have an eighth of an eighth? Why did they use that expression, an eighth of an eighth? So Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayus, a rabbi from the 19th century, says it's very simple. An eighth of an eighth is 1/64th. That's less than 1/60th. Oh, 1/60th, it's null and void. So in other words, a person can have a little bit of haughtiness, but it's really nullified within their broader, modest, humble personality. The Kol Eliyahu quotes the Gaon of Vilna. It says it refers to the eighth pasuk, the eighth verse, in the eighth parsha of Bereshit, of the Torah. And that's the verse we mentioned before, that katonti mikol chasadim, that every scholar has to have like that sense that I don't really deserve it. You need to feel that you've been lowered because you have less merit, because you've already used up your merit. God does so many good things for us that we used up our merit in the past. So then we get to the question of, is it a mitzvah to be haughty, not to be haughty, or is it a mitzvah to be modest? Which one is it? So the Gemara in Sota falls clearly in the lines that it's a mitzvah not to be haughty. Atzar legasi ruach minayin. Where does it say not to be haughty? Amarava, amarabziri, shimu, vazinu, aval tigbau. It says in Jeremiah not to lift up your spirit to be haughty. Nachman bar Yitzchak amar miyacha v'ran luvecha v'shachachta. If you lift up your heart, you'll forget God. And it says, yishomer lecha penchish kachres mokecha. Be careful not to forget God. How do you forget God? By lifting up your heart. So it's forbidden to lift up your heart, because then you'll forget God. In fact, the Smag, Moshe Mikusi, the Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, one of the rabbis who organized the 613 Mitzvot, says in his introduction to the forbidden Mitzvot, he says, you know, I had a dream about this. God said to him, or someone said to him in a dream, you forgot the main thing. Yishomer lecha penchishka Hashem elokecha. Don't forget, guard yourself not to forget the Lord your God. He says, I wasn't planning on putting it into the 613. After all, the Rambam didn't list it. And I thought about it in the morning, he says, and he realized that that's an important aspect of worshiping God. And it's one of the main ikarim, the main principles. And he really should count it. The Yireim, Reb Elazar of Mitz, says in 232, he says, the fact that the Torah praises the modest person, Ha'ish Moshe Anav Me'od, that Moshe was particularly modest, we see that it's a mitzvah for everyone to be modest and humble. In fact, the Rambam writes a similar thing in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, where he talks about, Rebbe Levita says, you should be very modest, very, very modest. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he had so many virtues, intellectual, dispositional virtues, and they were all so perfect. He reached a level of prophecy. If you're the perfect prophet, then you must have tremendous wisdom, you must have tremendous character. And yet, what the Torah chose to underscore was his modesty. You see how important modesty truly is. But Rabbi Tabori, Olav Shalom, he said, wait a second. The fact that God praises one person, that means that everyone has to be that way? It's not clear. Rabbi Yonah and Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, Os Lamed Vav, he says there, we learn it from a king. The king, it says, the king cannot raise his heart above the other brethren. He can't feel like he's better than anyone else, even though he sits on a throne and he wears a crown. And even he cannot be haughty. So certainly, a regular Jew cannot be haughty. We find this in many cases. It says, don't curse the king, the Nasi. Of course, he can't curse anybody. The Torah just gives an example. So the Torah says that the king shouldn't be haughty, but no one should be haughty. It says it right there. Rabbi Nachum Karkowski, not the one who's a member of our congregation, but rather the Avodas HaMelech, commentary on the Rambam, says that no, modesty is included in the halachta bidrachav. It says you should walk in God's ways, and one of God's ways is he's merciful, is that he's humble. We say it on Saturday night. Gemara says it in Megillah that Rabbi Yochanan said that any place where God mentions how wonderful God is, how great he is, mentions how humble he is, he's with the orphans and the widows, he's interested in the justice of the orphans and the widows. So he sits with the contrite and the lowly of spirit, et dakau shval ruach, as it says in the Psalms. So clearly, if that's what God does, I want to walk in the ways of God, I want to be like God, and therefore that's the mitzvah to be modest. So now we can go back to Rabbi Tabori's question. Is there a mitzvah to be modest, or is a mitzvah not to be haughty? So according to the Smag, it's a mitzvah not to be haughty. Don't forget God. According to the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a mitzvah not to lift up your heart like a king should not lift his heart. However, according to Menachem Karkowski, according to the Avodas HaMelech, it's a mitzvah to be modest like God is modest. It's a Lazari Meat says, just like God is, that the fact that the God praised Moshe shows that he's modest, we should be modest. So there's a debate as to what it is. Is it a mitzvah to be modest or a mitzvah not to be haughty? Someone asked me, well, what difference does it make? My nafkamina. So you might say, well, if it's a matter of a positive commandment, you only have to spend up to one-fifth of your wealth. But if it's a negative commandment, we have to spend kol mono to avoid sin, you have to spend all your money, so it's a more serious matter if it's negative. Now, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik asks the question. He says, if the Rambam thought it was important, after all, he talks about it, that you should be so extremely modest, that Levita says in Pirkei Avos, ma'od ma'od avi shfal ruach, should be very, very lowly of spirit. Not even modest. Modesty is too mild an expression. Lowly of spirit, to go to the extreme when it comes to this. When it comes to this matter, you have to incline yourself all the way to the extreme, because this is such a important principle. Rambam in his commentary says this. So if he thinks it's so important, why didn't he count it? And the answer is a technical answer. Because Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik said that since it's a general mitzvah not to forget God, many things are subsumed under it, including not being haughty. So you can't count that as a separate mitzvah not to be haughty. It's a general mitzvah not to forget God. So we have this notion of being modest. We know it's so important because Moshe himself was praised particularly for this trait, and that the greatest person of all times greatest prophets for sure. That's the trait he had. If we want to be great like Moshe, they say you can be almost like Moshe. Then we have to be modest. But it's also an idea not to be haughty. And this comes from the idea of a king. Even a king shouldn't be haughty. Even a rabbi who wields certain authority, leader in the community, yes, but if you have if you have to break with humility a little bit in order to give a sermon or decide the law or adjudicate between people, but don't go too far. Only maybe 1/64th of haughtiness, just a little bit of haughtiness. After all, you have to have some. Shamta Delespe, Rava was upset if someone didn't have any haughtiness. You have to have some in order to lead, in order to get up there and take charge and do certain things. So, as Rabbi Schechter pointed out, that it's very challenging. On the one hand, there are leadership positions. Sometimes someone has to be the king, the chazan, someone has to be the rabbi. And there is some compromise to one's modesty. But someone has to do it. But in general, we try to avoid even situations where it put us in a position where we have to compromise our modesty. Because when it comes to modesty, there's no room, as they say, for a haughty person and God to live in the same place. There's no room for that. If we want to live with God, walk in His ways, we have to make room for God, room for others. We have to have the tzimtzum, we have to contract ourselves like God did to be able to make room for the world, make room for others. And this is a mitzvah both not to be haughty and it's a mitzvah to walk in God's ways, to be humble, just like God. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth Congregation for our discussion of modesty, haughtiness. And thanks to our producer, Jason Lefkowitz. Thank you very much.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.